So there's a rabbi, a priest. No, I better not tell that one. Mm-hmm. We'll get taken off air. Yes. Sorry, Brooksy. Brooksy's yelling at me, shaking his head.
Shorty Omorod, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon. Didn't realise I'd walked into the comedy club hour at SEN. Yeah, good. Go on, let's finish it. I'm intrigued.
Nah, we can't. Take it offline. It gets a little bit heckos.
Yeah, try the veal.
Speaking of heckos, did you listen to my, I've got a new segment. Don't know if you heard my new segment.
On the run home with Joel and Fletch, it's time for Off Chops with Bear's Head.
What's your flavour? Tell me what's your flavour.
And we were discussing this restaurant in Amsterdam. Mm. Don't know if you were you listening earlier, Shawnee?
No, I missed it. I was out for most of the afternoon, so just enlightened me.
Okay, good.
You piqued my interest when I heard of Amsterdam.
Yep. Yeah, so there's a restaurant in Amsterdam. It's called the Batu Kombucha. We'll open the Glory Hole restaurant, Satan's Anus, on Thursday the 12th of May in the Red Light District in Amsterdam in honour of their two new limited edition flavours. Brave visitors taste the culinary desires of chef Freek van Noordwich blind through a hole in the wall, which are based on the new kombucha flavours. The first new flavour is made with rare Asian citrus Buddha's hand and the other limited edition with the hottest pepper in the world, the Carolina Reaper pepper, also known as Santa's Anus. So you can go in there, sit down in the chair, and they handcuff you. They handcuff you.
Sorry, wait a second. Did you say Santa?
Yeah. That's my next.
He definitely said Santa's Anus.
Well, listen, they both wear red, and they've never been in the same room together.
They're next door to each other, opening one up next to you, which is the colder version.
And both the hot version. Both referred to as Old Nick as well. You're onto something.
Satan's. Sorry. Santa's. Anyway, would you be intrigued, or does that tickle your fancy? Which one would you like to go, Santa or Satan's?
Not the best time to become autistic there, Brian. The timing was brilliant there. What happened to going to Amsterdam and just enjoying a nice little coffee shop? Seems like they've gone a little bit too far with the old Santa's Anus sort of carry on.
I do, but that's what I love about Europeans. Mm. They spice it up.
They do.
Free willing, yeah.
Literally.
All right, Shorty, big out for the Bronx tonight with Adam Reynolds not playing due to that groin injury. Ezra Mam set to make his debut. The Knights, a couple of key ins, and Tyson Frizzell and Day Gagai. What do the sports bet markets look like?
Consummate professional with that little segue, Jules. I like that. Yeah, huge out. And it has been a huge impact to the betting market. Certainly at Sportsbet. Newcastle, they were $2.75 prior to the news breaking. They're now $2.05. Broncos, $1.77. And there's a few probably upset Broncos backers because there was about 80-85% of the money was on them early doors. So they didn't cop the tip that A-Ray was in some doubt. So not sure what they do there. Do they hold their ticket or maybe they cash out? The line has come tumbling in to 1.5. But I was pretty keen on the Knights before the news anyway, so I'm just going to stick solid with them. I'd be shocked if it didn't keep moving as well. I think this game probably gets to pick him. If not, Newcastle favourites. Obviously, the form of Reynolds this year has been something else. He's sort of carried that team the last month, and they've won 4 in a row. So, huge out. But having said that, huge raps on Ezra Mam. I'm pretty keen to see him go around. Haven't seen a lot of him, but some really good judges rate him highly. So at least the kid gets his chance to show his thing.
Yeah, 275 and a 205, that is a big move. Okay. Who are the other market movers in the NRL, Shorty?
The other big one tomorrow night, 6 p.m, West Tigers, Brian, against the Doggies. Now, the Fox, he's confirmed out. West, this one was $1.90, take your pick, a couple of days ago. West are now $1.55. Bulldogs, $2.45. The line is -4.5. So I'd expect, given that move, not sure the Fox is worth 4.5 points. So I would suspect that there might be some late team news involving one Matt Burton. He might not be appearing on that team sheet if we're reading between the lines there. But I think very, very hard to win for the Doggies without Burton and Fox, that's for sure.
We had Nick O'Hearn, the Aussie golfer, on in the last hour. We had a look ahead to the PGA. He likes Scotty Scheffler, who loves this course in Tulsa, Oklahoma. Now, who are the favourites that starts tonight?
Well, he's got the good oil there. Scotty Scheffler, he's on the top line of betting with Johnny Rahm. They're both $13. Can't split them. Rory, $15, but hasn't had the best record in majors for the last few years. Jordan Spieth, Justin Thomas, rather. They're both $17, but it's all about Cameron Smith, the people's mullet at Sportsbet. They're climbing over each other to back him. He's about the only bloke we can lay in this tournament. So if Cameron Smith does sort of break the duck and... win a major here. I think he might be facing a little bit of a nice chunky payout, but I'll be cheering for him because he's an Aussie hero, that's for sure. So Cam Smith, easily the best back for tee off tonight, I believe.
Just on, hey, what's, I don't know if you've got the page in front of you, what's Colin Morikawa paying, mate?
Funny you mention Colin's name because I actually got a tip about him from a mate of mine. He's right on the next line of betting behind Cam Smith. He's $22, so he's thereabouts.
Yeah.
And now that I've got the tip and you've mentioned him as well, I'm going to have a couple of shekels on that, otherwise I won't figure it myself.
And the other one I like, I love him as a player, Xander Schauffele.
He's thereabouts as well, 23. So we're peppering that 20-1 sort of areas.
Really?
Hopefully they're in with the big site come Sunday afternoon at the US PGA.
Now, Shawnee, I did incorrectly pronounce Satan's anus to Santa's anus, and I've just Googled it. Santa's anus is actually a cocktail. So you combine cherry vodka, peppermint schnapps, milk, chocolate syrup in a shaker with ice, shake well. Rim the edge of a rocks glass with crushed candy. The edge of a rocks glass with crushed candy canes and fill with ice. Strain the mix over and garnish with a candy cane. Drink responsibly. That, my friend, is Santa's anus. And you don't have to drink it. It doesn't have to be at Christmas time.
Well, listen, Dunny on the text line says, Santa's anus, is that what naughty people get? I wonder if that's where the lump of coal comes from, Dunny.
No, it is a cocktail that you have. You don't have to even have that at
it's
Christmas
minty.
Time.
Yeah.
You can have it throughout the whole year, it's saying here.
Mm. And they managed to get the word rim in that too, which is fascinating. Well,
what are you getting to? I don't understand what it is, JK.
Dubin Cup Saturday, Sean.
Yeah, it's all about Zaki here, although he's on the drift. We opened up about $1.25, now out to $1.45. I'm very intrigued in Polly Gray here. We know it loves the wet, second favourite, but it's a big price, $8, sort of each way odds. I'm going to have a little shilling on Polly Gray. It chased down Zaki last start. I think they were 1-2 at their last start. So it's got it in him. Big, heavy track up there in Queensland. So that's the way I'm playing that.
And then we spoke to the TARS coach, Aaron Coleman, earlier on this hour. They like to play against these New Zealand teams. They're starting to lift their form. They've got a Targa whose form's a bit up and down. How are they looking? I reckon there's a struck match between them.
Yes, this is Sunday afternoon, I believe, playing the Highlanders. $1.23, $3.95 is the betting there. The line is a big 9.5. So they're going to have to find some form or continue that form in order to get over there. There are certainly underdogs in that one, the TARS.
Thank you, Sean. Go home and mix up a Santa's anus cocktail for us, won't you?
Good on you, Shawnee.
Yeah. You know I'm going to. Right, boy.
There he is, Sean Pomeroy.